Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, partly cloudy mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, sunny skies and warm with a high near 90. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 60. For Saturday, partly sunny skies, temperatures 78. Right now, it's 55.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning. The mother of a 2-year-old Wichita boy who died from suspected abuse and the woman's boyfriend have been formally charged with first-degree murder. This, the latest case in the Wichita area in which young children died after law enforcement and state welfare officials received reports they were being abused. The couple made their first court appearances yesterday via video feed from the Sedgwick County Jail. Bond was set at $250,000 each, with a preliminary hearing set for May 20th. A former Kansas House Speaker has jumped into the crowded race for the Republican nomination for an Eastern Kansas congressional seat. Ex-State Representative Doug Mays of Topeka announced his candidacy yesterday in the 2nd District. Incumbent Republican Lynn Jenkins not running for re-election. Mays is the 7th GOP candidate. He was Kansas House Speaker from 2003 through 2006. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Isn't it great that the food you crave can be so good for you? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. Beef Month is a time to celebrate the farmers and ranchers who work hard every day to raise safe and nutritious beef. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Cattle Empire. Experience the difference of family-fed beef. In the heart of the beef-feeding empire is Cattle Empire. And online at cattle-empire.net.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Starseed is your one-stop shop for superior cover crops this planting season. We offer excellent cover crops that help capture unused energy and convert it to value. At Starseed, we have just the solution to improve soil health, conserve water, or minimize crop inputs. We even provide custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com for all your seed needs.
The father of a missing 5-year-old Wichita boy is charged with misdemeanor battery in a case not related to his son's disappearance. District Attorney Mark Bennett said yesterday that 34-year-old Jonathan Hernandez made his first court appearance yesterday and bond was set at $2,500. Details of the alleged crime were not released. Hernandez's son Lucas has not been seen since the 17th of February. Kansas House Minority Leader Jim Ward has dropped out of the governor's race, acknowledging that he wasn't able to raise enough money for his race for the Democratic nomination. Ward suspended his campaign yesterday and filed to run for re-election to his House district in Wichita. His departure leaves State Senator Laura Kelly, former State Ag Secretary Joshua Swati, and ex-Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer as the major Democratic candidates. And Western Kansas firefighters very busy overnight as a lightning strike sparked a large grass fire southwest of Syracuse. Mid-America Network News.
You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Farming and ranching is more than what you do. It's who you are. Blue Valley Insurance has been protecting hardworking farmers just like you by providing the customized coverage you need to protect your hard-earned dreams. From small family farms to medium-sized growers and ranches, we can help you secure the coverage to help meet your unique needs. Visit any of our Blue Valley Insurance offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. Authorities have identified human remains found just outside of Hastings as that of a Kansas man. KSNB reports that the body found around noontime Monday was that of 55-year-old Ricky Gahn of Wichita. He was last seen in October. Gahn's remains were found by a groundskeeper who was mowing at the Motorsport Park in Hastings. Officials say an autopsy did not indicate foul play. The Lincoln Journal-Star reporting that the Winnebago and Omaha tribes, as well as the Santee Sioux Nation of Nebraska have filed lawsuits this week in U.S. District Court in Omaha. Those lawsuits against manufacturers and distributors of opioid painkillers. Their attorney says the companies misled medical professionals and misrepresented the dangers of addictive risks of their drugs. In March, a U.S. Senate committee was told that Native Americans were part of a group that saw a fivefold increase in overdose deaths between 1999 and 2015. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The first home loan closed through the Marysville Home Ownership Program was recently announced. Financial incentives are being offered to current and future Marysville residents that make home buying more affordable through down payment and closing cost assistance. The home ownership program includes purchase of an existing home in the Marysville 66508 zip code and financing through one of three Marysville banks. Funds available on a first-come, first-served basis, offering incentives for eligible applicants through a combination of a fixed-rate 4% down payment loan of up to 10% of the purchase price and closing cost grant up to 2.5% of the purchase price. Contributions from local charitable foundations and banks are being used for the grant portion of the Marysville program, which is a pilot project coordinated through the North Central Regional Planning Commission. For information, contact any of the three Marysville banks, Citizens State Bank, United Bank and Trust, or First Commerce Bank, or phone the North Central Regional Planning Commission, 785-738-2218. Marysville Realtors also have details. 13 Washington County organizations shared in over $15,000 in grants awarded this spring through the Washington Community Foundation. Grants included $1,000 to the Pony Express Partnership for Children to expand into Washington County, offering rental, utility assistance, resource, and referral services. Haddam Community Club received $1,500 for City Hall improvements. Hanover was awarded $2,000 for the Vets Park project and $760 for picnic tables for the community building. Morrillville Fire Department, $2,000 to update safety equipment. $1,000 went to the Washington County Hospital for equipment. North Central Regional Planning got $400 to conduct a regional food assessment in the county. And Barnes was awarded $485 for flooring in the community cafe. Other grant recipients included the City of Clifton, Lynn Nursing Home, Brantford Evangelical Church, and Lynn High School. For details, go online to washingtoncounty-cf.org. $10,000 bond was set in Gage County for Marshall Berger, arrested on motor vehicle theft charges in connection with two vehicles reportedly stolen and recovered in Beatrice. A car taken from Harms Trucking was apparently involved in an accident, and the pickup was then taken from the neighborhood. Kansas residents are reminded the second half 2017 personal property taxes are due at the county treasurer's office by May 10th. Pay at the county courthouse, online, or by mail. A GoFundMe site has been established for Ariana Martin, recently killed in an ATV accident. The funds will be used to assist the family with funeral expenses. Ariana Martin, age 22, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ariana Martin. Teresa Snyder Gentuso, age 64, of Hot Springs, Arkansas, formerly of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Teresa Snyder Gentuso. Joanne Haber, age 88, of Superior, formerly of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Haber.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat roll, peas and carrots, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, shepherd's pie, muffin, coleslaw, and rhubarb cake. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Live Band concert, which was postponed, will be this evening at 6:30, and the spring vocal concert at 7 p.m. in the MHS Auditorium. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you did it. Graduating from high school is a big step. Let Southeast Community College help you take the next one. With more than 50 programs to choose from, affordable tuition and fees, and an outstanding reputation, SCC is a great choice. Learn more at southeast.edu.
Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers second half 2017 personal property taxes are due Thursday, May 10th. Pay in person at the county treasurer's office, online, or by mail.
Marysville is the destination for Mother's Day weekend, May 11th through the 13th. You'll find antiques, arts and crafts, food, and more at the 43rd Annual Mother's Day Market. Kick off your Saturday at the Mother's Day Dash Family Fun Run in 5K, then have a rockin' good time with the String Beans Band. Browse student-created work at the Mother's Day Art Show and treat mom to lunch at the Mother's Day Chicken Barbecue on Sunday. We'll help you celebrate mom here in Marysville.
Come on in the Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville for a special Love Your Love Seat sale. Select love seats are on sale, so come find one that's perfect for you and your lovebird. Love the seat, love the price. Don't find one you love? Then check out the brand new 2018 styles arriving now. Feldkamp's is dedicated to helping you pick the furniture you'll love, and we'll finance it for you in store with 12 months free financing with approved credit, so you can start loving your new furniture right away. Don't wait, you'll be heartbroken if you miss this sale, only at Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have another low pressure system that's making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us our area isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into tonight. It does look like we'll see more chances of showers and thunderstorms once again as we head into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, chances of showers and thunderstorms late in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, sunny skies and warm with a high near 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 60. As we head into the weekend, for Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, cooler temperatures in the upper 70s. Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 57. For Sunday, partly sunny, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, temperatures at 76 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early May 74, the average low 52. Sunset this evening 8:24, sunrise in the morning at 6:13. Sunny skies and 58 degrees, a calm wind this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 10th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. A salute to the seniors and the graduating class of 2018 of Axtell High School. From Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, the Nemaha County Co-ops, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, Lou Valley Telecommunications, and Barry Bushing Construction. Commencement exercises Saturday at 11. Graduates include Marna Bushing, Mariah Dieters, Skylar Dierking, Montana Heinen, McKenna Cook, Tricia Mathewson, Tyler O'Neill, Zach Scheibe, Chelsea Smith, and Michael Swanson. Best of luck to the graduates of 2018 of Axtell High School. From Blue Valley Telecommunications, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, Nemaha County Co-ops, Barry Bussin Construction, and Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative.
CNK Services wants to congratulate the Sabetha High graduating class of 2018. Reach for the stars and always look ahead to the future, but never forget the lessons of your past. From all of your friends here at CNK Services in Sabetha, proud to support all of the Sabetha graduates.
The Celtics are off to the Eastern Conference Finals while the Red Sox take a loss in the Bronx. The Mets with a costly clerical error. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Ant reporting on sports. Down to the NBA's version of the Final Four, the Celtics eliminated the 76ers last night, 114-112 in Boston.
Bounce pass to Horford, swung to Smart, zips the entry. Tatum catches, keeps it away from McConnell, and scores off the window.
On WBZ, Tatum drops in the go-ahead basket, and Boston takes the series 4-1. Coach Brad Stevens now has another hill to climb in the Eastern Conference Finals.
LeBron's on just a ridiculous run of play. We know that it'll be quite a challenge.
The Cavaliers in Boston Sunday for Game 1. It was another exciting Red Sox-Yankees finish in the Bronx.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. Betts going back. It's over his head. One hop. Walker scores. Torres around third. Save at home.
On WFAN, Yanks rally for the 9-6 victory. They've won 17 of their last 18. Arizona's 3-game win streak has come to an end. The Dodgers beat the NL West leading D-backs 6-3. This is ABC Sports. Joey Lucchesi and Gio Gonzalez dueled in San Diego, but the Nats bullpen lost it.
Caesar, first pitch swinging, launches one to left field. Kendrick going back. He reaches up. It's off the base of the wall. Margo comes in to score easily. Caesar hit first into second with an RBI double.
On KEGY, Padres take it 2-1. Embarrassing day for the Mets in Cincinnati. They batted out of order in the first, resulting in an out that killed a rally. The Reds went on to win it in the 10th.
Kicks and fires. A long ball. Hit to left field and it's gone. Walk it off, Adam Duvall.
On WLW, Reds 2-1 over the not-so-amazons. And Nomar Mazara, two homers, including the walk-off.
The right-hander's 1-0 pitch, driven down the right field line. Is this going to be fair? It is! Just inside the right field foul pole.
On KRLD, the Rangers knock off the Tigers 5-4 in 10 innings. NFL linebacker Derek Johnson leaves the Chiefs to join the rival Raiders. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Texas Senator Ted Cruz claims after a White House meeting yesterday with President Trump, oil patch and Midwest ethanol state senators, and the heads of EPA and USDA, that Trump has decided a way forward in the long-simmering renewable fuel standard fight. Cruz said in a tweet that the president decided on a trade-off of year-round use of higher blend E15 in return for requiring RIN ethanol compliance credits for ethanol exports. Cruz calling it a win-win for everyone. More corn will be sold and more ethanol exports, plus lower RIN costs, saving those blue-collar refinery jobs. But longtime ethanol backer and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley tweeted that the president did not agree to those RIN price caps that Cruz had sought, saying that the president again called for year-round E15 use. Grassley, though, said he needed to see the details of any plan put out by Pruitt and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who both, of course, were at the meeting. Grassley said the devil is in the details. Well, meanwhile, Iowa's Senators Grassley and Ernst continue to focus on the RIN waivers that EPA Chief Pruitt is issuing, in some cases, to billion-dollar refiners. Grassley said before the meeting he planned to tell the president that Pruitt is destroying the 15-billion-gallon RFS ethanol mandate with those secret hardship waivers when there is no hardship. He told reporters the RFS commitment Trump gave with one hand during the campaign that Pruitt is now taking away with the other hand. It hasn't been a simple process, as Trump has effectively overruled Pruitt last year in keeping the 15-billion-gallon target, but not so with the RIN credit waivers that Grassley has protested to Trump about in earlier meetings in the White House. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It was kind of a tough day on Wednesday for our ag futures markets. We saw some positives with cotton, but most everything else was trending towards the downside as we finished the day on Wednesday. July corn down a half a cent at 4.02¾. September down a quarter cent at 4.11. All three of the wheat markets were on the downside, led by Kansas City wheat. July KC wheat down 6¾ at 5.31½. September down 6¾, 5.49¾. Soybeans struggled. July beans down 4½ at 10.15¾. August down 4 at 10.19¼. July soybean meal was down a dime at 3.85.80. July bean oil was up
up 34 points at 31.03. So bean oil was a bit of a bright spot, too. But most everything else was on the downside when it comes to grains and soybeans. Livestock, pretty much the same story. June live cattle down 62 at 105.67. August down a buck 10 at 103.37. May feeders down 57 at 137.15. August down 102 at 142.70. Later months were all on the downside when it comes to cattle. There was nothing positive to look at there. May hogs down 27 at 65.92. June hogs up 27 at 76.57. So June hogs a bit of a bright spot, but boy, everything else was on the downside. Just couldn't get anything going for the most part in the livestock complex. July cotton up 48 points at 85.86. October up 43 at 82.28. So cotton was one of the bright spots we talked about. Crude oil was sharply higher on the day. June crude up 208 at 71.14. July crude was also up 208 at 71.05. So crude oil did well. The energies all did well for the most part. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas were all on the upside. But corn, wheat, soybeans, live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all on the downside. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
At Starseed, our sudden service, dependability, and exceptional product quality are what set us apart from the competition. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. Don't miss out this season. Try one of our premium forage varieties. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com for all your seed needs.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Agriculture, of course. Important to American agriculture are exports. And it appears there's a bit of optimism on that front. More about that after this.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Whether you call it the art of the deal or bluff and bluster or however you like to refer to it, it appears that after all of the noise coming out of Washington over the past year, earlier on especially, things seem to have calmed down and it appears progress is being made in getting a NAFTA deal done. There's talk of rejoining the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and also talk of a deal with China. Naomi Bloom is an analyst with Stuart Peterson, and she talks about how the grain markets are looking at all of these developments.
Oh, I think that in general, the grain trade and myself are holding our breath. The market hasn't traded anything about it yet. We're waiting to see what all of the implications would be, no matter how the deal is struck, who is involved, who the players are, and all of those types of things and how they work together. So it's encouraging. At least it's not anyone saying there's no trade happening and we're shutting down walls and we're just discontinuing. So it is encouraging news. It is so encouraging. And I think it would be the bright spot of the week for the farm community if all of these trade negotiations can go through without any drama. It would be such a blessing.
Still, as we have seen, things can change quickly. And with our modern forms of communication, they can change minute by minute. Something that Naomi and other traders are sure keeping an eye on.
Absolutely. So we'll be waiting to see anything that comes across the newswire, anything that comes across Twitter, anything across, you know, any of the news services, just to see what's involved, because those would still potentially be any black swan situations out there. It would come down to trade and global policies and things like that. But demand for grain is definitely strong. It continues to grow. and with the shortened crop that South America had because of the dryness that they had over the winter, the marketplace is different.
How did all that chatter out of Washington about Chinese tariffs impact the export market for soybeans?
If you compare what our U.S. soybean exports were in the month of March compared to what it was in March of 2017, we lost 27% of our business, and Brazil picked up that business. So we still exported soybeans to China. We still were exporting, and you know, this week we even exported soybeans to Argentina because their dryness is so severe that they're short on soybean meal, so they had to buy from us. And so you're seeing that we lost some of that business to China, and that's affected our market price. It has. It's held us back in some regards, so we need to see that marketplace open up again, and we need to get along with everybody because we need those soybeans to go out.
Naomi Bloom of Stewart Peterson, back after this.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY. Sunshine 60, highs near 90 on tap today. Thursday's sale date, Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings, 3 black cows, springers running age, 5 black and red, fallback 5 to 6 month bred, 5 black cow-calf pairs running age, and a black baby calf. Also selling 8 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 24 black and red steers and heifers 4 to 6, 30 black steers nevers 450 to 6, 12 red molly face steers 450 to 650, 22 black steers nevers 5 to 6, 20 black steers nevers 5 to 6, 30 black steers nevers 5 to 6, 30 black steers nevers 5 to 7, 50 black steers nevers 5 to 750, 19 black steers nevers 6 to 6.5, 20 black heifers weigh 6 to 6.5, 6 black steers nevers 6 to 650, 70 black heifers 725 to 750, 62 black steers 8.5 to 875, 80 black steers weighing in at 850 to 9, 20 black steers 850 to 9, 90 black steers weighing 950 to 975 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Baltimore Orioles broke a 7-game losing streak as Mark Trumbo delivered a tie-breaking 2-run single in the 8th inning. Chris Davis homered, and the Baltimore Orioles beat the Kansas City Royals 5-3 last night. Jonathan Shoup had 2 hits and scored twice for the Orioles, who lost 18 of their previous 21 games. Lucas Duda homered and drove in 3 runs for the Royals. Kansas City rookie Eric Skoglund allowed 3 runs and 5 hits over 6 1/3 innings in his 11th career start. Royals center fielder Abraham Almonte left in the 6th inning with an illness. Pitcher Justin Grimm, who's been suffering from lower back stiffness, is getting closer to starting a rehabilitation assignment. He's been on the DL since April 22nd. Royals continuing the series in Baltimore this evening. First pitch for tonight set at 6:05.
A salute to the class of 2018 and the graduates of Frankfort High School. From M&R Auto Parts, First National Bank in Frankfort, Blue Valley Telecommunications, Wanklin Oil, Lee Chevrolet, and the Frankfort Community Care Home. Commencement exercises Saturday at 1:30. Frankfort graduates include Rebecca Adams, Amber Bramhall, Tegan Brandt, Addison Colvin, Garrett Dressman, Spencer Dressman, Michael Evans, Austin Hardwick, Anthony Cook, Amberly Cocaruta, Jack Mitchell, Emma Rose, Danielle Rudy, Roderick Shirley, Garrison Stoll, Jaron Thomas, Casey Vaughn, and Jesse Yousey. Congratulations, class of 2018 of Frankfort High School. From the Frankfort Community Care Home, Lee Chevrolet, Wanklin Oil, Blue Valley Telecommunications, First National Bank in Frankfort, and M&R Auto Parts.
Playa Azul wants to congratulate the Beatrice High School graduating seniors of 2018 and wishes all of the young men and women good luck in the next chapter of their lives. May all of your dreams come true. From Playa Azul in Beatrice, authentic Mexican food, family friendly, and the best service.
New scientific breakthroughs may provide hope for people suffering from hair loss. We will comb through the latest research on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Spring is here, and as the weather warms up, we want to enjoy the outdoors, looking and feeling better. But to do that, we must shed those winter pounds. But how do you do that? If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 10th, the 130th day of the year. Musician Bono celebrates a birthday, and country music matriarch Mother Maybelle Carter was born on this day in 1909. There may be some help on the horizon for those coping with hair loss. UCLA recently reported success in activating stem cells, which promote hair growth. Japanese scientists have found a way to generate hair follicle germs, the reproductive source of hair follicles. And researchers in Britain have successfully grown hair follicles with a drug already approved for treatment of glaucoma. Most testing so far has been on mice. Sounds like we may be on the cusp of a cure for baldness or creating a generation of very hairy rodents. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.